At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
We got people probably heading out of the ballpark, although there weren't very many people there. I saw, I don't know, Fred, if you were watching the screen, but the Cardinals lost the series to the Rockies.
Yeah.
It was kind of back and forth today. The Cardinals had the lead, and in the ninth, I guess it was a two-out, two-run homer. The Rockies have only won 32 games. They've taken 4 of 6 from the Cardinals this summer. And it's just perfect, right? You win the series against the Dodgers and against the Cubs, and then you lose to the hapless Rockies. That does not help you at all in this wild card chase.
And the only two shutouts the Rockies have had all year have been against the Cardinals.
Good Lord. Alex Rich is in the house with us this afternoon. How are you?
Am I on?
You are, but you were on, but I didn't have you potted up there. Well, sorry about that.
You're having me back, and you don't even let me. The people hear what they want to hear, you know?
It's been a little
while. It's been a while.
That's the same microphone that Jane's on, so you can understand why I use it in a certain way
fair.
On Fridays. No,
that's fair.
I don't think I've seen you in 7 or 8 weeks,
it's
probably.
It's been a while. Right. A lot has changed in the last few weeks.
You know this because I called you the day after, and I texted you the day of Alex's wedding. Now, look, the joke has always been, and I've made this point even with your wedding, that I will give you a bigger gift if you don't make me go to your wedding, right? And that was kind of my joke for years, and I used that on you. Well, I got to the point with this anxiety on that Saturday when you were getting married, that I just knew I was tortured not only by what I was experiencing, but I was tortured by the fact that I could not be at your wedding. Mm-hmm. I really was. But I sat there and I had to make a call, and I didn't want to bother you when you were going through everything, but I texted you because you are such a close friend and said, dude, I just want you to know I'm going through something right now. And based on what happened to me the rest of that day, I made the right call because that was one of the more torturous days. But I really was disappointed that I missed it.
No, we were disappointed to have you, but I don't know. You didn't come. I don't know. Did we get a gift from
you? No, you did not get a gift yet either.
Really,
I mean, he brought
question.
It up.
No,
I don't usually ask somebody, fair. Did you
no,
get
no,
us
no,
a gift, but he brought it up.
That's a fair point. Mm-hmm. It would also be a fair point to say that when I talked to you about this, I said there was going to be something a little bit unique involved, and that will be taken care of.
All right.
And I feel bad about it because I thought
it's
about
it. It's on a post-it note on my desk.
Yeah.
It says Mark's gift. For not being at the wedding.
Well, and I did think about it because I knew you were coming in here today, and it's been so crazy. So that's on me. I will make sure that by the next time you come in here, we will have corrected that.
We're just glad you're doing well.
But how was the
honeymoon? We have to have the whole wedding again for you.
No, you don't. It's fine.
No, the wedding, the honeymoon, everything was awesome. We went to Italy and Greece. We did the whole Amalfi Coast.
Lovely.
Sorrento, Positano, all that. I actually had did you see some of the pictures?
I saw some of the pictures.
I had
great.
This outfit that I wore the first day. It was just awesome. It was a lemon shirt and short matching set. I was walking around Capri in Italy They were calling me the Lemon Man everywhere I walked. It was great. But no, it was a good time. I tell you, because you've been to Greece.
Well, I just got back from Greece.
So
right?
Greece, we went to Crete, and it's got the most beautiful beaches. We went to like Balos Beach, which is the Blue Lagoon, and it's like you can't even make up how the water looks. I mean, it's cleaner than the swimming pools that you swim in, but it was a great experience.
Yeah, we didn't go to Crete, but Santorini really jumped out at me as one of the really cool stops, and the water was stunning. I would highly recommend it. But you know what? I don't know how much I addressed this last week, and I haven't talked extensively about why I was gone, because I was gone, Fred, how long was it? Like 5 weeks and a little bit more than that, because I took some time off in June. But apparently, and I know this sounds weird, right? Apparently, there is a phenomenon in which when U.S. international travelers come back from overseas, and I had one psychiatrist tell me that it only happens when you're traveling west. Mm-hmm. So if you're coming back from Greece, you are heading west, right? Or from Italy. And it's something that throws off your body clock. And I don't know if that's what happened to me or not, but it was 2 days after I returned from Greece and that was May 7th. So I've been dealing with this for 3 months. I finally returned to the air on Friday. So this is my fourth day back on the air, and not to jinx it, but I was telling Alex and I told Tricia this, Fred, maybe I told you that, like, this is one of the best days I have felt since I got back from Greece. And some of this is so unpredictable, because some days, yesterday I wasn't feeling great. Monday I wasn't feeling great. I got through the show. I'm back on the horse. I'm trying to get through it. But today has been one of those days where everything has been calm. Mm-hmm. So I can't even really begin to explain what I've gone through. Mm-hmm. But I did feel very badly that I didn't, go to the wedding. And your gift is coming.
So. I do appreciate it. Yeah, and you mentioned that coming back from Greece, my experience was a little different. It wasn't as happy. I mean, yours wasn't happy, obviously,
well,
but I guess
I know about this a little bit, too.
I can kind of relate, too, but we literally walked in the door and from being gone for 10 days on our honeymoon and had to go put one of our dogs down.
That night.
Yeah, so Miko, our Bernese Mountain dog, he was a good dog.
And that was Annie's dog, right?
Annie's dog.
Yeah, it was hers. Oh,
yeah,
so
it's been a tough return back to reality. So you throw in that I was off kilter planning the wedding for a month and then the honeymoon basically for a couple weeks. So I've been kind of on another planet, I guess, for the last about 2 months or so, just in a different way than you. But I understand that, like, it's hard to get back to reality.
It is a little bit.
Well, and from my perspective, and this is why this is relatable, 2 weeks after we got back from Greece is when we had to put Duke to sleep. And, that was devastating.
Yeah.
And, didn't help in my mental situation. Mm-hmm. Now, I will also admit this and, stating the obvious. So we head right into, at the beginning of June, getting a puppy, as you know, because we did it for a variety of reasons, mainly because of the calendar, because my daughter was off school for the summer. Thank God she goes back on Monday. But not going to lie, puppies are a lot of work and add a lot of stress. And what percentage of the work do you think I do compared to my 10-year-old daughter? And I was realistic going in, although she stepped up to the plate and she's done a pretty good job. And we've had fun with the puppy. But that's, that's stressful. It's hard.
Tough. It's tough. It's different than a childhood dog, This is like, I'm at the age where it's like kind of our first, I haven't had too many experiences like this in my life, fortunately. Knock on wood, but
it sucks.
It's kind of one of those things where you just can't explain it until you experience it.
Not to be too morbid or negative or anything, but I'm actually at the point in my life where I wonder if I'm going to outlive this dog or if the dog will outlive me. I'm being serious. I think about things like that because I'm such a negative person. Don't look at me like that, Sue.
Good
I'm
grief.
Just thinking, well,
you are
not
90.
I know I'm not 90.
I mean, sometimes he acts 90.
Well, I'm just saying, you're right.
I was watching Hard Knocks last night, which I love on Max. They pick an NFL team every year, and they're doing the Buffalo Bills this year, and Josh Allen, and it's pretty cool. It's not the best season of Hard Knocks, but they called and wished Sean McDermott, the coach of the Bills, during the episode, called Marv Levy, the former legendary Hall of Fame coach of the Bills, who took them to, was it 4 Super Bowls and they didn't win? Marv Levy, 100 years old.
Wow.
And he sounded fantastic.
That's
so
to your
point,
how it's supposed to be.
Okay, can I say this though? I am at the point when, and I'm going to say this, and this is going to be stupid too. You kind of wonder, am I ever going to do a puppy again? Because puppies are so much work. But we got the old man in Olaf, and how old is Ralphie now?
Ralphie's 8.
Yeah, and for a French bulldog, that's old,
he's got
isn't
few,
it?
He's got a few years left in him. I think so. Yeah.
But are you going to go the puppy
route? Miko was nine, which for a Bernese Mountain Dog is pretty.
Yeah, is it?
You know, that's. I mean, yeah. They usually all get the same type of cancer and at 8 or 9 years old. But Ralphie, we're not in the puppy situation.
Yeah.
Right
okay.
Now. Yeah. I don't think. I don't know.
No, it's tough to jump into that. Did you see the DNA test? Did I show you the DNA test from Max?
No.
Not? So he ended up being.
Is he a third? Is he like a 3% Jewish like you are?
He's 0.3% Ashkenazi Jew.
Okay.
He is. No, he is Siberian Husky, 36% Siberian Husky.
Really?
30% Lab, and then 20% Pitbull, and then they said like 12% Super Mutt. That's where the Ashkenazi comes in.
That's pretty good. Yeah, sure.
That's an interesting mix, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say so. I mean, it's all over the place. But, I mean, it's perfect fit for your house.
Good to see you. Glad to have you back. We're going to do Sue's News coming up next. Hang in there.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Curtis Houck, who is the managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center, will join us after 5 o'clock to talk about some media reaction to the D.C. crime story. And I was unable to talk about this Jim Acosta AI interview of a student that died in the Parkland massacre. And that's certainly something, if you haven't heard about it, that needs to be highlighted. And we'll do that after 5 o'clock right now on a Wednesday afternoon.
These allegations are deeply concerning.
Does the president have any comment?
We're not going to comment.
It's not clear messaging.
No.
And now, Sue's News. Brought to you by Sue.
Well, it's National Filet Mignon Day, which sounded really good to me. And I thought, ooh, maybe Mark will go to that butcher down by you. Corner butcher. Oh, that sounds good. And on this day in history, 111 years ago, it was in 1914, when genius Carl Wickman began using his beat-up gray car that nobody would buy to take minors. And I'm talking about the kind in the ground.
Not kids,
thank you.
Right?
Yes. All right.
Good with clarification,
coal miners,
though.
Yes. In Minnesota, and it's kind of his taxi service took off, and he was soon able to buy more cars to service more miners back and forth. And his little business is now known as Greyhound Bus Corporation.
Wow.
Greyhound Bus started taking miners back and forth. It's very interesting.
Have you ever taken a Greyhound bus on a trip?
I don't think so.
I have you?
I did one time. One time I was at a Greyhound bus. I can't remember if it was from here to Chicago or from Chicago to St. Louis. What I do remember is that bus stopped at every prison in Illinois. That's what I remember.
No.
It wasn't a quick trip. Huh. I think I'm exaggerating, but there was one prison stop. I do remember that.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah,
Mark.
And there were people that were getting off to visit
My mom
and dad shipped me either to see my friends or back to St. Louis when I was up in Chicago. And boy, I would probably be 16, 17 years old.
Maybe it was
like
a scared straight situation.
Well, I'll tell you what scared me into ever riding the Greyhound bus again. Yes, I wouldn't do it. I never did it since.
I think we took one from New York to D.C. instead of the train once.
How was that? Oh, that's
I mean,
right.
It was okay. It's just a lot of stops.
You didn't stop at prisons?
Not that I could
tell. I wonder how much that's a thing these days, though. Like, you used to see those on the road all the time, and I don't think you quite do anymore.
I rarely see them, yeah.
What is that double-decker bus that takes you, it used to, from St. Louis to Chicago?
The Mega Bus.
Yeah, Mega Bus, right.
Now, if that was
they
Greyhound.
Had some issues years ago. I mean, Greyhounds had their fair share, I'm sure, but,
Oopsie. Yeah. Okay, 52 years ago today, we'll play a little music with this. In 1973, Lynyrd Skynyrd released their self-titled album.
Before I moved to St. Louis in 1979, I was not exposed to a lot of Lynyrd. That's exactly right.
Yep.
What happened when I moved here, there were bands that were popular up there that no one had ever heard of down here, like UFO, which is a great British rock band, and then Lynyrd Skynyrd. I learned a lot about Lynyrd Skynyrd when I moved here, and you're right, because of Keishi.
That's just how it works. Simple Man and Freebird were on it, and also this one, Give Me Three Steps.
Great stuff, though.
It's
But I did become a Lynyrd Skynyrd fan.
I get it.
Remain to this day. So there you go. It is a long intro. If it was a bump, we'd be kind of talking it up to the intro right about now.
I was cutting the rug down at a place called Jug with a girl named Linda.
Ah, it's good stuff, isn't it?
I didn't realize that this song was on their first album. It was kind of fun just to hear it again. And 17 years ago today in 2008 is when Michael Phelps became the winningest Olympic athlete of all time. That was so fun to watch. He took home his 10th and 11th gold medals at the Beijing Olympics. He went 8 for 8, broke almost every swimming-related medal record in the book. And by the time he retired, he had earned 23 gold medals.
That was so much fun, to your point, just watching him own that pool and see his family and everything that happened with the team events. Those were some of the best Olympic memories that I've had.
Same. Just watching him was so great. All right, President Trump announced the 2025 Kennedy Center honorees. Well, and he also talked about the host.
Yeah, he's been asked to host it.
I've been asked to host. I said, I'm the president of the United States. Are you fools asking me to do that? Sir, you'll get much higher ratings. I said, I don't care. I'm president of the United States. I won't do it. They said, please. And then Susie Wiles said to me, sir, I'd like you to host. I said, okay, Susie, I'll do it. That's the power she's got.
She's, of course, the chief of staff, who does have a lot of power. She stays behind the scenes, but a very, very important person in the administration.
Well, we've got George Strait up. He's nominated.
All my exes live in Texas.
I think I'm a little surprised that George Strait's never been honored, but that's a good selection, right?
Yeah, he's the nicest guy.
And then we go from that extreme to this extreme. Kiss is going
Kiss.
To be...
All of Kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. And then how about this one here?
At first I was afraid. I was petrified.
Great one. Glory Gaynor. And there's Michael Crawford, who is Michael Crawford like
he's
a
English.
Producer or is he an actor?
Well, that's a good question.
Phantom
Fred.
Of the Opera.
He's
more of an actor.
Okay, he's an actor, right. I know the name, but I should know maybe a little
I
bit.
I do not like
more.
Andrew Lloyd Webber. I'm the only one. I get it.
Really? I don't know
Everybody
that I'm
loves
the biggest fan either. It doesn't do much for me. And then one more here. Rocky, Sylvester Stallone.
Now we're
talking.
Let me
tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it.
Wow.
Yeah, there you
Uplifting
go.
Words.
Yeah. I was kind of rooting for Uncle Ted, for Ted Nugent to get in. Maybe next year at the Kennedy Center Honors. But I will say, a little, by the way, why shouldn't there be a variety of choices? Because politics does play a role in this, unfortunately, who gets selected.
Well, that's true.
That's a little different grouping, I would say.
Well, that's fair. I have a story for Alex, but I don't think we're going to have.
Save it for after
All
the
right,
break.
All right, I'll save it. Kay. All right. Remember Eddie Van Halen's 1982 Kramer electric guitar, the red one with the black and white stripes? Sotheby's will be auctioning it off in October. He used the guitar in Van Halen's 82 and 83 tours. They think this thing will sell for $2
million.
Wow. $2
million. Doesn't surprise me.
Well, he had a tech that he gave this guitar to, and he, you know, inscribed it to the tech, Rudy, who then sold it to Mick Mars of Motley Crue, who used it for the recordings of Dr. Feelgood. Oh. So that's the guy who's putting it up, and he's like, yep, it's a big deal. So we'll see if they get $2 million. And finally, in Sue's news, we do have today's random fact. The expression, my bad, became popular because of the former NBA star Manute Bol. He didn't quite have a full grasp of English, so instead of saying my fault, when something went wrong, he'd say my bad, and that's how it spread.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
that's fascinating.
Yeah, that is. I love that.
I love that, too, and that's why when we get to this portion of Sue's News, we like to scratch our heads a little bit and say that's a very interesting random fact. Yeah. Save your story for Alex. I got a couple more things I want to toss out there as well, and that's coming up here after a Fox Business Report on 97.1 FM Talk. Hang in there.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus. You must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, we finally, and it's taken a while because we voted for this last November for sports wagering in Missouri, we finally have the first licenses that are going to be issued on Friday. Now, that doesn't mean you're going to be able to wager right away. I still think December is the target date for this. This has kind of been slow rolled by Denny Hoskins, who is the Secretary of State, in a disappointing fashion, in my opinion. But Alex Gold is a friend of ours on the other side of the state, Kansas City 610 Sports Radio. He'll have the latest on that. And we'll talk a little Chiefs and Kansas City Stadium update as well. That's coming up in about an hour at 5:32. I also have Curtis Houck from Newsbusters and the Media Research Center after 5 o'clock. A couple of things that I want to share here in this segment. But Sue, you said you had a story that you didn't squeeze in during Sue's News that Alex might have an interest in. Alex Rich, our friend here on a Wednesday afternoon, drops in on us.
Mm-hmm. Well, Alex just got married and is back from the honeymoon, and we've been talking about wedding stuff. But they made an announcement. There's an app that now allows couples to sell tickets to their wedding. So I thought I'd see what you, because I hadn't heard of anything like this.
Really?
Not to friends and family, but to strangers. And the idea is that it can reduce costs.
What?
Right?
Wow.
Wait, so, why?
But they say random people can pay to attend the event socially. So you choose how many tickets you want to make available and pay ticket holders to come and mingle with guests and enjoy the happy event, right? That's the theory. So you have actual wedding crashers, but they're paying to be there, and it turns it more into a party.
Seems like a lot of people that you didn't want to invite would just buy the ticket and then invite themselves,
oh,
right?
Oh, you know, yeah. I hadn't thought of that.
By the way, I think I would have thrown mine up on StubHub had I known this phenomenon existed,
yeah, what's the,
right?
The market would have been, I mean,
oh, you don't know.
The market would have been pretty good
it
at our wedding,
high,
I think. Yeah.
They say it's strange for a couple not to know everybody, but it wouldn't be too awkward for guests since you're merging circles, so they're not going to know everybody anyway. So what the heck? If you find yourself in a strapping position, go ahead and invite.
You know, at my wedding, it actually happened. A woman came up to me and said, "And who are you?"
No, like, well,
at your
wedding?
Own wedding?
At my wedding. Because she was a friend of my mother-in-law.
Oh, my
who was
gosh,
just, you know, invited to come
home. Did she not see you walk that
way? Well, no, it was a private ceremony. The reception was afterwards.
Did you say
and
this?
We
How about old
really
Fred Bottenheimer over there, ladies and gentlemen?
You know, in formal wear.
How about that?
Yeah.
So I can understand how that would happen.
Right.
Okay. I rewatched the movie a few weeks ago, Wedding Crashers.
It's a good one.
Over the course of a couple of nights. I love Owen Wilson. You know, he's in this show that's on Apple TV Plus called Stick. Have you checked that out?
I have not.
He's a former professional golfer who sort of had a meltdown, and it's a sad way that he had the meltdown because he lost a child. They kind of revealed that pretty early in the series, so I'm not spoiling anything. But he finds this young kid who's a golf phenom who had been, you know, trained by his father, who's now out of the picture, and Owen Wilson kind of takes this kid on as a project. And I love him. I love Owen Wilson.
Yeah.
He makes me happy the way he delivers lines. So I would highly recommend Stick, especially if you like golf, like Alex, because you're into golf. If you're not as into golf, you might not like it, but
sure.
It's on Apple TV Plus, came out earlier this summer.
I'm sure you had the conversation, and it's off this topic, but you've seen Happy Gilmore 2 yet?
I have. Okay, so
I don't want to get too far into it. I've seen it, of course, but I don't want to get away from the topic here.
No, that's absolutely fine, because we know, because it was Ethan who saw it and said into the movie Happy Gilmore 2 about half an hour or early in, you're like,
real early.
A shocker.
A shocker,
yeah.
For sure. You've seen
it.
Yeah.
You see that
part? Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, kind of a fun. I liked it okay, and there's mm-hmm. a ton of cameos. There's cameo after cameo,
now,
and a lot
fun.
Of PGA guys are
it's
in
great.
There. Yeah,
it's
so,
great.
You know, for what it is and for what it was, and I like Sandler as well, I thought it was worth watching.
Yeah,
I don't know that I'll go back to it and watch it again anytime soon, but if you've seen the first one,
Lives
you've got
to
see the sequel. Mm-hmm. Yes.
I have another wedding item to bring up to Alex. Earlier this week, I heard the story of a woman, a bride-to-be, sent out reminders maybe to people that didn't RSVP that they were coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it said, you know, by the way, it's too late to RSVP. We've passed the date. So I've already turned in the numbers.
So their invite's off the table.
You still have time to go to our
the registry.
Gift
to get us a gift?
And send us a gift.
Oh, no.
Wow.
So the debate
wow.
was, is that tacky?
Yes.
Yeah, that's tacky.
Yes, it is. There's no question.
That's tacky for sure. Yeah, I mean, at that point, it's just like text. We did have to text a few people and say, hey, you know, we never got your RSVP. Like,
Can you
go to this link? And it was like, you know, they'd go to the website and, you know, you hope they see the the registry. But that's another thing. I could go a whole another route. You'd be very surprised how many people, going back to the gift thing, I'm not singling you out here at all.
No, but, I get it. I get truly, it. You can, though. I deserve
would
to be singled
very
out.
You would or wouldn't be surprised at how many people go to weddings and just, I guess, don't get gifts now.
At all?
Wow.
Yeah.
Really?
Like grown people.
Wow.
Like nothing. Not a card,
nothing,
not a little chip, nothing.
No. No. And you'd also be surprised how many people just Venmo, which I'm okay with just the Venmo thing, but the no gift at all, it's like, or the people that are, you know, that can afford it, and they're like, well, we came in town for the wedding. It's like, well,
Is that the mindset? We've had to spend a lot of money to come in, and that's your gift.
I'm okay with that sometimes. I'm okay with that sometimes, but I feel like that's if you're traveling to like across the world.
Right.
Yeah, but that can create some very uncomfortable situations moving forward, couldn't it?
I would say so.
I'm
definitely.
Who have you kicked off the friend list?
We have a list. We have a list
of
people. I mean, sure, because we got to write.
Well,
the
I'm on that
down.
List right now.
Yeah. No, you got to pass
well,
for
because,
now, but I'm putting
you
back on
the list.
Because
you got to do the thank yous and everything,
you
gotta
right?
You
got to do the thank yous. You got to keep track of this stuff. And so we have a list of, like, we're sitting there thinking, like, who, look, this, there's a couple people, I'll be honest, on the list of no gift that were like, that just doesn't make sense. Maybe it got lost somewhere.
Yeah. Sure.
But then you get into, like, do you ask?
What do you do?
Nothing.
Right.
Because there's
anything.
A couple people truly where it's like, they had to have written a check somewhere that got lost somewhere, but like
maybe not
you
though.
Can't, but maybe not. But you can't reach out
no.
and be like, "Hey,
no,
we're going through our list. Like, did you get us?"
Yeah,
something?
It's not like you can call everyone out on the radio like you did to me, right?
Well, yeah, I mean it's a rare opportunity that you got to take advantage of.
But you cannot.
That's
do anything.
Really interesting.
You know what I mean, though?
Yes, I know exactly what.
It's
you
interesting,
mean.
And I actually, well, because it got us thinking. I had an aunt that she brought it up, and she was like, hey, did you get our card? Like, we didn't see that the check was cashed yet. So, like, we had no idea. So we were like, no, we didn't get it. We didn't get it. She asked. But then we went back and looked through the cards, and it was stuck inside another envelope.
Oh. Okay.
So that was, like, a rare instance where we wouldn't have gone back and looked had she not said something. Now, obviously, we double-checked everything now. I would assume these other people aren't going to text me and say, hey, I noticed you didn't cash our check.
Maybe
they just did, you know.
Let me get nosy here because I'm curious about this, because I don't go to as many weddings as I used to, and you're in a different age mm-hmm. demographic. But what is there a standard number for,
you know,
a wedding?
I'm glad you asked. It was kind of all over the place.
Because it used to be $100, and then it used to be $150, and then it was $250, and I don't know what the damn number is.
We got a lot of 150s. We got a lot of... I would say a majority were 250s.
Yeah.
250.
250 is like
the number.
For like an adult couple, $250 was about what we got.
Right.
We got some that were like, you know, pretty awesome. Pretty above and beyond.
Well, you hang with the crew where some of that should be.
Do we tell you the highest and lowest one?
Yes, I do.
The highest one we got was $2,500.
Nice.
Wow.
From one person.
Is it someone that you expected to have a high number?
It's Fred.
Expected
isn't it?
Them to have a high number, but not that high.
$2,500.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I
the
mean,
one
Alex,
you're thinking of.
You do hang with former NBA
the one you're thinking,
all-stars.
I'll be honest, he's not listening. He's on the no gift list. He didn't give me a gift.
Vic?
Mm-hmm. He didn't. No gift.
Wait, what?
I'm telling you, a lot of people don't know how to handle these sorts of things.
Well, and look, I give him a little bit of a pass because he's like,
he's
doesn't
done a
go
lot
to
for
many,
you.
Yeah, he's done a lot for me. Doesn't go to many weddings, but it's like, I think somebody like that doesn't really like know necessarily the wedding etiquette.
I agree. I really think
so.
That's
this is Victor Oladipo, former NBA All Star. He was the number 2 draft pick overall from Indiana. He went to school with Alex. That's interesting. But again, I mean, this is a guy. In fairness, you've been in suites in Las Vegas. He's flown you to Miami.
Yeah, collectively,
there's all kinds
he's
of
probably
things.
Probably spent a couple hundred thousand on me over the years.
Right.
So I'm not mad about it. But no, there are some people that you're like, that just can't be right.
You guys, I don't think they know how it works. There are
really,
people, especially there are single men.
Yeah, I think there's a lot more people than you think that don't know what you do.
And then
or even, they don't even know how to go on the registry.
Right.
I had one of my friends, this is like true, like one of my friends went on, and I guess, you know, great that he got something. He went on. And it's like one of those things you select, like you have 2 pillow shams on the registry where like they're a matching set. He went on and bought one of them. And it's like a $30.
You got to be kidding
pillow
me.
Pillow sham.
Come on, man.
It's like, that's where it's kind of like, okay, what are we doing?
Well, the what you do is you write the thank you note. Thank you for the one pillow sham. We're still waiting for the
other one to arrive ourselves.
Right.
Seriously. Yeah, it's crazy.
See, that's got to be awkward. So then the other question becomes, like, what do you do? Because I think some of this etiquette changes for second weddings or third weddings. Mm-hmm. Because some people might say, well, look, I wrote you a big check for the first wedding. I don't know if we're going to do that again if you get married again. You know what I mean? I think the dynamics
change. This is first wedding, big hurrah. We did the whole thing.
I can't imagine if you're second and third marriage that you're actually registered.
Let me tell you something. If you have third marriage,
doing a registry,
Becky and I didn't do that. No.
Look, we basically, what we did for my second marriage, we were married in Vegas. Then we went to Lake Geneva, Wisconsin, and we rented this big, beautiful chalet that they have on the lake. And we picked Lake Geneva because it was in between Milwaukee, where we lived at the time, and in, you know, Chicago. Actually, we were living here at the time, now that I think about it, but still, it was convenient for the family up there. But it was awesome. But we essentially, we broke even on what we paid for the party, and that was kind of the goal anyway.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we did not break even. I contributed a good amount. Yeah. And his parents contributed, obviously, most of the party, but it was quite the time, but yeah,
well,
you'd be surprised.
What is the leeway for a wedding gift? Because you're probably at the 45 day mark right now.
About at it.
Some people do come in a little late, like apparently
60 days.
Yeah.
So you have about 15 days get us
the clock
something really good.
You're going to get something really good. I promise you. I just Venmo'd you, right?
Seriously.
Hang on.
Isn't that the truth?
We'll come back. You know, yesterday, I don't even know how this got mentioned yesterday. You guys will have to remind me. But Dr. Laura's name came up yesterday, and I told you that I had a story. Do you remember why her name was even brought up?
Was it in Sue's news?
Yeah.
But I thought it was the different Laura.
It was a different Laura.
Yeah.
Different,
all right. But do you know who Dr. Laura is, Alex, if I say
I've
that?
I've never heard of it.
Okay, so she's a radio host that's been around for decades. I think she still has a show on Sirius XM, and she is
She had one of the very first shows on KFTK.
Really?
Does she have a PhD, or we just call her doctor?
Well, she's got a PhD, but she's not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, as I remember. But I do have a good story. Okay. We'll share that coming up next. Matt, I love this because we mentioned Dr. Laura, and Fred has in his office, in his archives, the actual St. Louis Post-Dispatch article when KFTK went on the air. And this was from October 8th of 2000. So we're coming up on our 25th anniversary. And I guess maybe this is when I was in Milwaukee, so I don't remember everything. But the reason that the call letters are the way that they are is because it was supposed to be female talk for a while.
FTK,
that's your understanding?
Female talk.
Okay.
Wow.
So the lineup in the story says designed to engage, not enrage. The new FM talk station, Radio 97.1, will serve a market that other FM stations have ignored. Women, like a racier radio version of Oprah, 97.1 will air consumer tips and relationship advice. And the lineup at the time was Clark Howard! He did a radio show. Loveline with Dr. Drew Pinsky, Phil Hendry. I don't remember much about Phil. And Dr. Laura was part of the lineup as well. Now, I loved it. When I was gone here for the leave of absence that we'll refer to it, I heard from a couple of people, this is always fun for me, that have listened to me on the radio since I started in talk in 1992 at KFRU in Columbia. So Dr. Laura is, Alex, you said you did not know really who she was. She is very successful. In fact, when they break her down in this article, they say by far the best known personality to debut is Dr. Laura Schlesinger, the contentious host who has called homosexuality a biological error. I didn't even remember that she'd done that. But she had a very, and still does, I think, a strong personality. So she comes on. We had Rush Limbaugh on the air on KFRU, and we're about to go to Dr. Laura's show. Like, you know, this was 1992, so she had been on other stations across the country, but this was sort of at the beginning when she was ramping up. So I'm a host in the morning from 9 until 11 o'clock in the morning at the time with a guy named Simon Rose. I've had Simon on the air before because he's a big football guy, and he's a soccer, not American football. He's from Manchester, England. So I thought, let's get Dr. Laura on the air. So we have her on the air. And we were promoting the show. It was my idea to have her on the air. And after the interview, one of the guys, Brian Hansen is the guy's name, from across the hall in one of the music studios says, "Oh, you're in trouble. Dr. Laura's people are pissed." I'm like, I laughed it off. I thought that, I honestly thought he was joking. I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, at one point in the interview, and I thought it was a fair question, I said something along the lines of, are there any ethical concerns at all for someone? And she's not a psychiatrist or a psychologist. She has a PhD in physiology, so she's, you know, not completely off the mark. But are there any ethical concerns with, you know, taking a phone call and listening to someone for 90 seconds or 2 minutes and making a diagnosis? And I don't remember what the answer was, but what I do remember is they were pissed that I asked the question. Huh. They call my bosses, and I was forced to write an apology.
Really?
To Dr. Laura. Yeah, it was like a big deal. And I thought it was so innocuous. So, no, it gets better. So I write the letter of apology. I think I typed it out because you would not have been able to read my handwriting. And I even said in it, I said, look, it was my idea to have you on the show. I wanted to promote the show. I apologize. 2 weeks later, maybe even just a week later, I get my apology letter back to me from Dr. Laura. She sends it back. And in a handwritten response, she says, Mark, and I have this somewhere. I cannot find it. I don't know where it is amongst my, I'm not as organized as you are, Fred. But she says, Mark, you are taking no, and it's underlined, no responsibility for your actions. This is an arrogant response at best. And I'm like, are you kidding? I mean, I was like blown away because I didn't think I had done anything wrong, but I did apologize. I wasn't trying to create any trouble. And I just thought that was hilarious that was her response. So I had no respect for her moving forward. So I then come on the air in St. Louis in 1996 at what was then KSD AM 550, became another station to this day. The lineup was Frank O'Pinion in the morning, and I did some stuff with Frank. I was the midday. Dr. Laura followed me. And then it was Kevin Slayton. We had the Rams at that time. It was a weird lineup. Some people might remember that. So, like, one of the first days I'm on the air, I tell the Dr. Laura story about how I pissed her off. And again, they tried to complain because it got back to them. But Smokey Rivers, who was the program director, of course, that was his real name, not a radio name.
Of course.
He actually backed me up and stood up for me. But I couldn't believe that she was that touchy and feely and just so sensitive to. And it wasn't like I was ripping her. When I asked the question, I just asked the question. And she should have knocked it out of the park. And I'm sure she probably did. But they didn't like the fact that I even dabbled with that particular question.
Wow.
So there's my Dr. Laura story. And I've hated her ever since. I will say that. Alex, it's great to see you.
It's been a pleasure.
Hey, do me a favor. Keep me on that no gift list for just a couple weeks longer. Okay?
You know, we do need a new kitchen table. I mean, that is on the registry still. It's a pricey item, but
well, I probably
have a lot to make
up. You've done a lot
for
me as well, so I will check it out. But I appreciate it. Great to see you.
Hey, we'll see you next week.
I will see you next week,
yeah.
Right? And I did promise that by the next time I see you, you'll have a gift.
Don't
get more at 971talk.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value.
With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.